Welcome to episode one of Grandpa Bill's Stories. This one is called Help Needed.
The child's cry seized my attention. It amazed me. I wing, I need help. This cry of the heart came from a five-year-old who attended Aileen's preschool class at Lil Street Studios, a real beehive of an art center in which I spent a part of my adult life. He wanted help on his art project. I was separated from that class simply by a bank of wood shelves on which potters stored their clay, tools, and ware. His cry rang out when I was at work on one of my clay sculptures at the far end of the room where her class gathered. The clamor of the kids provided a background of sound in this busy place. This auditory memory persists from a time before the year 2003 and from a building that is no longer there. At the time, Lil Street Studios were still located west of Sheffield on Lil Street, a couple of blocks north of Fullerton, in a big old barn of a building. That venerable building, before it was bulldozed, sat next to the studio of famous Chicago sculptor Richard Hunt. If you strolled the street today, you would instead see the mansion that was erected in its place. The child's plea sang out with such a plaintive quality that I can still hear it years later. But the underlying reason for the memory may run deeper than that. That kid, at age five, was easily doing something that I still have difficulty doing, namely, asking for help. Perhaps this reluctance emerges from wondering whether anyone would answer. I recall a scene in a movie that nearly moves me to tears. It occurs in the Oscar-winning movie Witness, in which Harrison Ford plays a Philadelphia police detective protecting an Amish boy. Ford's character is living with an Amish family as he recovers from a gunshot wound. In a critical scene, the boy rings a bell, and neighboring men from the community come running to help. Self-reliance is all well and good, but some circumstances require support. Cry out for more hands. When it is needed, a person should be able to reach out for assistance. Who can say what experiences fathered my attitude that it is somehow shameful to seek help? Perhaps I watched too many John Wayne movies when I was growing up. I can't remember him ever asking for help. And the Lone Ranger certainly wouldn't have. Those cowboys rarely admitted they couldn't do something, and if they did admit it, they wouldn't ask for help. Could it have arisen from my dealings with my farm-raised, smart-aleck mother? In my childhood, I frequently asked her, "What does this word mean?" To which she playfully replied, "You've got a dictionary. Look it up." I got my revenge when, on returning from college one day, I uncorked a word she didn't recognize. When she asked me what it meant, I, of course, gleefully replied, "Look it up." My lack of progress in this social skill was again raised to consciousness years later. A club to which I belong maintains a fleet of boats in Monroe Harbor, small boats which are moored on cans out in the harbor. From the harbor wall, we rowed out to the boat using a dinghy. One year, when the water level of Lake Michigan was 5 feet lower than the harbor wall, after a sail, it became a real challenge to lift the dinghy out of the water to stow it away. That day, a day on which my back was hurting, the woman with whom I was sailing easily enlisted the help of a passerby. I was chagrined that she had done so, but it prompted a discussion on our respective attitudes. She concluded by saying, "It is okay to ask for help. Who knows? Perhaps it is."
And that is the end of episode 1 of Grandpa Bill's Stories.